A Sex Party with Dustin Rybka special presentation.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pacheco.
This is Sheila.
Hello, it's Davida.
I'm Gina Lovato.
Hey, it's Alana Dunn.
I'm Caitlin Bailey.
This is Melissa Novak.
It's Sean Jacobson.
Hey, it's Bethany Nicole, and welcome to Sex Party.
And welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Sex Party with your host, Dustin Rybka.
Welcome to the Sex Party 2024 Valentine's Day special. I'm your host, Dustin Rybka. I've got two big guests for you. The first is Jackie Somerville. She is a best-selling author. She's an OnlyFans creator. She's a passion coach. The second guest is my very own girlfriend, dating and relationships expert, Gianna Rackham. This thing is loaded with value. This thing is loaded with horniness. This thing is for everybody. Listen, if you are in a relationship, if you're married, this special is for you. If you're at home and you're crying into a cup or a bowl that's filled with wine, vodka, whiskey, and ice cream mixed together, and you're watching violent movies or rom-coms, this thing is for you. If you're going to just buy some OnlyFans content and get with your favorite sex toy, this is for you too. So without further ado, please enjoy this Valentine's Day conversation with Jackie Somerville.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Jackie Somerville, welcome back to Sex Party. It's actually the Sex Party Valentine's Day special. After doing a full episode with you, I knew during the episode I had to bring you back for the Valentine's Day special because I think your perspective on things, and they've already seen the episode, it dropped. It was the last episode that came out, if my calculations are correct, my future calculations. So, welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, Dustin. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me back. I'm very honored.
Yeah, of course. You know, like I said at the end of the last episode, I felt like we'll be collaborating a lot more. And so these specials are if you can believe it, they're a little more off the handle, off the chain, whatever the fuck. We get a little crazier. I don't know how that's possible, but we do. So this one is Valentine's Day. So right off the bat, I need to know, are you pro or anti Valentine's Day? Because I think this is a big stumbling block for a lot of people.
Oh, well, I'm pro. Of course, I'm definitely pro. Any excuse to put the emphasis on love and passion and romance. I mean, you know, we go about our daily lives. We need these things to remind us. Yeah, it would be great if we did it every day, but that's not the way the world works. And I always just think I'm one of those people that I use my birthday as an excuse to throw a party and see people I haven't seen. And I like these days where we have an excuse to do something different. And in this case, to spice up your love life.
Yeah. I mean, see, this is the thing is I think there's so many differing opinions. Like I've had people like last Valentine's Day, I did the special. I had a guest who just absolutely hated Valentine's Day. Thought it was corny, and I can respect that. I get that, you know, like the hearts and the candy and the fucking, you know, Reese's does a thing and like, what, you know, whatever. And, you know, it is kind of Hallmarky, right? And so I respect that. But at the same time, you know, I also feel like if you hit it right, if you do it the right way, it can be really passionate. It can be really horny, really. I mean, you can have all sorts of great sex and weird stuff happen on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And those Hallmarky things and the chocolates and all of that, that's just for people who are too lazy to think of something else, honestly. You know, I mean, one of the things I love to do, you could do this anytime, is write in red lipstick on my guy's mirror, like when he wakes up that morning or when he comes back from work that day. is a big heart with some naughty things written down about what you want to do with them. You can use those vouchers that you know, that they can check in every day and say, hey, I'm using this voucher today. It's a blowjob or whatever. I don't know. You can be creative about it. Mm-hmm. I remember one year giving the boyfriend that I had at the time an aphrodisiac cookbook because he was a brilliant cook and a collector of great wines. And it was so fun to go through and make those recipes and just get, you know, naughty in the kitchen. I don't know. So, and it's an excuse to have some more fun and be creative.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you can be subtle about it, right? You don't have to, it doesn't have to be like, you know, you wear the red dress shirt, right? Because that's, to me, it's like, all right, you know, we're not a fucking principal at some high school that's trying to be silly. Like, you know, like people do take it that way. And like, I'm not like holding that against them, but I love the idea of just subtlety.
Yeah.
Even with like, you know, like sex and like whatever. And, you know, the lipstick is a good fucking pro tip. I love that. I knew you'd have these. See, I didn't even have to ask and you're already spilling the fucking beans, which is great. And you know, the one thing I will say though is I think that people shouldn't try to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day. Cause I feel like that feels a little amateurish to me. I feel like you should find some way to celebrate and then do the dinner like couple days after, a couple days before. That way it's not so like you're not out there with like the corny corn job people that are like that's their one thing or whatever. Again, not hating on anybody, but when you mix the corn balls that are like I love this, oh my god, with people who are just like, you know, a little more subtle, I feel like it can kind of mess with your flow.
Yeah. And I do think that I think we spoke last time about expectations. And this is a message particularly for women that our expectations of these sorts of days really kill things, not only for us and the way that we experience them, because they very seldom like anyone's expecting. But also because it puts huge pressure on guys, which is why guys hate it so much. They hate Valentine's Day because they feel like, oh God, I've got to do something for her. Otherwise she's not going to be happy. And so your idea of subtlety is a good one because I think, I've always made sure that my guy doesn't feel like there's any particular pressure. So again, it's focused on what you want to do. If you want to do something nice for them, go ahead and do it, but don't have an expectation of how they handle it. And don't be disappointed if it's nothing at all. And what I do is if it's important to me, I always make sure that I have a conversation before. So birthdays are very important to me. So the men that have been in my life know that they better not ignore my birthday. And I would be foolish to expect them to know that without saying, hey, look, my birthday is coming up and it's kind of a big day for me because my mother always made a big fuss. And so it's what I grew up with. And so I have a certain way of needing to do it. You don't have to do anything, but just so you know, I'm going to have a party. I'm going to make it really great. So that way they are aware that it's important to me, but they don't have to show up in any particular capacity. So with Valentine's Day, because I know most men really hate the pressure to take somebody out for dinner, the pressure to buy them flowers when it's the most expensive day of the year to do that, et cetera, et cetera. It's important that they know that, that you don't drop your lip when that doesn't happen. And so last year, I think it was last year or the year before, I can't remember, my boyfriend and I got takeout and went and parked in the convertible at the top of a hill where you could see the ocean on one side and the city on the other, top of Grandview in Los Angeles, and just ate our takeout in the car at sunset, looking at the two different views, and it was so cool. It was, you know, certainly not expensive for people who don't want to spend money. You can do all sorts of things, but it was just so lovely because it was different. And it was just like a turkey burger or something, if I remember correctly, with some French fries. I don't know.
I was gonna ask too. I was like, wait, I bet you it's like nigiri sushi or something. But I love that you like, again, it's like you're reading my mind. A turkey burger and fries with a beautiful LA sunset is, I mean,
exactly. And having my choice, I would have taken had a beef burger rather, but you know, he chose the turkey burgers. That's okay. I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah. No, I mean, there is expectation, and I think it's put on us by, you know, fucking Jimmy Fallon, you know, like jumping around for, you know, what are you doing or whatever. And like the tons of, like I said, like Hershey's ads and, you know, in school, oh God, in school is like such a big deal. You know, you'd buy those little Valentine cards and then you'd get one from like a girl you thought was cute or whatever, secretly had a crush on. It was just like, she would just sign the back of it and like, wait, everybody got these? Yeah. Oh man. So like it sets that expectation of like, if you are in a relationship or, you know, even if you're not in a relationship, and you're sort of seeing someone, kind of maybe sleeping with someone, whatever, it does. There is this weird sort of, I'm not sure what to do. And I think people freak out. We talk about this a lot, you know, and we talked about a little bit in the Christmas special. But so, you know, from your brilliant, intimate mind, right? Like, let's say someone is man or woman, doesn't matter. They are sleeping with someone and they're not sure how serious it is, right? They, it's kind of a weekend thing, maybe a Tuesday, Saturday, come over, hook up, whatever, friends with benefits. What happens on Valentine's Day, yeah, right? Do they make the move and buy something, or this is like bomb, like cut the red wire, cut the blue wire kind of territory here?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know if there's one answer to it, but what I would say is what kind of message does that person want to give the other one? Because especially if the recipient is a woman, she would take that as a, generally speaking, not all women, obviously, but for the most part, a woman would take that as a sign that he was more into her than just something super casual. So I would say, if you really want to keep it super casual, don't do anything like that.
Don't buy them.
Yeah,
anything.
Maybe yeah. just make something funny. You could send a funny text or something like that to make sure that they know that it's lighthearted on your part, right? Because a lot of guys will say what they think that a woman wants to hear in order to get laid or in order to extend the time that they're getting laid with that particular person or whatever. And so guys will say what they think a woman wants to hear, and that's leading a woman on. So I understand guys will say all sorts of things in the heat of the moment to have sex, but just, you know, to be so aware that a woman's natural instinct is to really take those things. My counseling to women is don't be super unattached to the outcome of anything until both of you are committed. But unfortunately, most people aren't going to do that. Most people are going to get their expectations up and get all excited, and then you ghost them for the next 2 weeks and it's back to normal.
Yeah. And, you know, it could get expensive, right? Let's say that you're a woman or a man and you've got, you know, you have a roster, right? You have a bench, you have 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people that you're sleeping with on rotation, some more than others, whatever. You can't be buying all of them a fucking electric razor. And, you know, I mean, that's going to get really, that's a lot of Manscaped packages. They are not a sponsor of the show, but they're, you know, I just feel like that could be like, we're talking like $1,000 at the end of the day, if you're going to buy them all
if you're a woman. I wouldn't do that.
No, but I feel like women are more apt to purchase something for someone they're sleeping with rather than a man who's kind of careless about it. I'm not saying all men are careless, but most of us are, you know, and so that's a weird dynamic, because if she shows up with something and you don't have anything, you know, either jump out the window or pull the, my favorite is to pull the fire alarm at the restaurant or whatever you got to do to get out of there, you know?
Well, I think you've also got to drop this whole thing that something needs to be reciprocated. If somebody gives a gift from their heart and you didn't, let it be just that. And, but this whole thing of, oh my God, now I suddenly have to come up with something or there's pressure to, that's all just nonsense and stuff that we're conditioned to think. No, do what's on your heart. Live as truthfully as you can to how you're feeling about things. If it's on your heart to do something nice for somebody, whether it's on Valentine's Day or a different day or to compliment them or whatever, do it. But don't do it because you think that it's got to be done or whatever. You know what I mean? It's
right. No, totally.
Yeah.
So there's a Valentine's Day statistic that I found. I'm not sure if it's correct. I did see it. I saw two separate numbers. And so I sort of combined them and I'm going to give you the percentage, the average of the two, maybe three numbers. But, apparently amongst single ladies, the sale of wine jumps 70% on Valentine's Day. Do you think this is a real thing or do you think this is kind of bogus?
Wow. Well, I didn't know that, but if it is a real thing, I suppose it's either because they're treating their guys to a nice dinner or they're drowning their sorrows. Who knows? It must be a combination of the two.
Yeah, I mean, and there's this phenomenon of like Galentine's Day where it's a bunch of single ladies that get together and party and like give each other gifts, which is really fun and cool, right? Yeah. Or can be. I've never been invited to a Galentine's Day thing, obviously, but maybe they're buying wine for that. Maybe they're like, they're going home, they're watching Gilmore Girls or Friends or something to drown out the, because a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people have anxiety. They want to get through Valentine's Day, especially if you work in an office. There's all these like fucking heart-shaped cupcakes. And, you know, like I said, your boss is wearing a tie with hearts on it. It's like, God damn it. Every time I see that, I'm reminded that I'm single. So they probably run right to Kroger or Ralph's or whatever and just grab the first bottle of wine that they can, just sort of like numb the pain. Cause it is a reminder for some people. The whole day, that whole week, really, that, hey, you're single and these people aren't, you suck, which is not cool. It's just so not cool.
Yeah. But I mean, I think the systemic problem there is a way deeper thing. It's not, I think anybody who's, first of all, who thinks that being single is a terrible thing that they must feel bad about. Now that's what I would address. Like, what the hell is your issue? Do you know how many people are in relationships who would love to be single? Why aren't you making the most of the situation that you're in? There's freedom there. I saw this great thing the other day about, so you're not in a relationship. You can eat dinner whenever you want. You can go wherever you want, do whatever you want. Are you free or are you lonely? Well, it depends on which way you look at it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so there's good and bad to all of it. And again, I think we spoke about taking responsibility for our lot in life and where we're at and how sort of attractive we are and stuff. And I think if you're not happy, a happy person as a single person, you're not going to attract a good person anyway. So like get that shit right first. And get yourself right and be good with yourself and enjoy whatever state of life you're in. I mean, it's like all life goes through these seasons, right? Sometimes you're single, sometimes you're in a relationship. Some people are in a relationship for 60 years, but then they lose their money or they, you know, get sick. I mean, life it's all of that. And the fact that we think it ought not to be, and it ought to be some kind of a Stepford thing, you know, we're crazy. That's the adventure of life, is that it's ups and downs and friggin' roller coaster and make peace with that. And when you do, you'll have a much more enjoyable experience.
Yeah, that's so fucking important. I mean, I spent a lot of time single by choice, a good 5-6 year chunk before the relationship I got in. And I planned on being single forever, right? But we know how that works sometimes. You can't deny it. When love comes knocking, you know, you don't shut the door. And so the thing for me was, I loved being single. I absolutely loved being single because you're right. it does allow you to look back on some things that you may have, like some sort of regret or stuff you need to work through. But then you're sort of reminded of like, oh, wow, like I'm not in that relationship where that woman was screaming every morning at 7:30 about, you know, what towels or whatever. And so there's those things. And you do have to like get comfortable in your own skin, eating in a restaurant by yourself, going to the movies by yourself, taking walks, you know, drinking, whatever your thing is. Well, I feel like you're totally right. Once you get comfortable with being single, it becomes so enjoyable. And then when someone does come into your life, you can fucking have that comfortability, have that stability, that foundation that, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'm good. Like, you know, pretty much I already know what it's like to be single. I'm good. And I think that that's so underestimated. And you think not only with Valentine's Day, but you think it's like a cultural, societal thing that pushes us, especially women, to like be with a partner. Like, yes. Oh, she's 30 and she's cursed. Like, you know, like what's that about?
Yeah. Well, I used to have it when I was, you know, a teenager and stuff, or in my 20s, the aunts and the grannies and everybody, you know, they'd all say, do you have a boyfriend? And, you know, and I would always say, I'm not interested, well, one day when you get married, and I would always say to them, well, why do you suppose I'm going to get married? Why is that a when as a state of an if you choose? Mm-hmm. I think as society, it's very difficult because we are all so conditioned with all of this stuff that's so ingrained in us. And so it is difficult to be the one who turns that around and says, hold on a second. What if I don't choose to? You know, can mm-hmm. we change the narrative? And instead of saying when you get married, when you have children, let's say if you choose to get married, if you choose to have children, let's raise girls and boys too, but mostly it's girls that have been raised with that when thing differently. And then it'll be a lot easier for a woman to not feel like there's something wrong with her when she's alone on Valentine's Day in her 30s or 40s or wherever, whenever. So, It's very much, and all the movies and all of that are all about somebody finally, you know, their happiness only happens once they get the person. And usually then everybody wants it to be seen through and get, and have them married at the end of the movie. You know, it's very much that. And, so we're so conditioned, and, that's not necessarily the right way to go. For a lot of people, not just a few crazies, but we are very conditioned to think that there's something wrong with us if that's not the way that it's happening for us and that's not the way that we choose. So, you know, yeah. I made a decision very early on in my life. I even knew, oh my God, I knew when I was a teenager, I had no interest in children, and it only got stronger as I got older. But you have to be tough when you mm-hmm. have a strong conviction like that, especially if it goes contrary to societal stuff. Norms, because you will constantly start to think that you're a nutcase, because people will tell you in no uncertain terms that there's something wrong with you, that you're going to miss out, that you're going to be miserable, that you're going to be lonely, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah. That's on all of us. We get to, you know, have the life we want, and everything is neutral in any case. It's the meaning you give it, that it's the story you give it that gives it meaning, and you get to choose the story you give something. So what story are you going to give the fact that you're single? What story are you going to give to the fact that you're having Valentine's Day on your own? Mm-hmm. Give it a different story and see how that changes everything. I mean, we can change everything with our thoughts, our beliefs, and our words. It's that easy, but we don't. We get down and negative forces suck us under.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I mean, you can be a nutcase. You can be a nutcase for love. You don't need to conform to whatever. Do it on your own time with your own people and your own mindset and your own way. That's like, I'm constantly trying to shove that message out there. Speaking of nutcases, this is why I don't like, and this is going to be controversial, probably people are going to be pissed, but this is why I don't like Jordan Peterson, because he popped on my radar, you know, in the Audible queue, and I was like, oh, what a cool idea for a book, and I would add it and whatever, and then I'd see him in interviews, and he would be like borderline like harassing women about, you know, it's wrong to not want children. It's wrong to not want a husband by 35 and all of his bullshit. And I just, you know, I went back into Audible and took that out of the queue because A, he's a man. Two, he's unstable. And three, he's telling women that they're going to be awfully lonely if they don't have as many kids as possible by the age of 40 or whatever his fucking bullshit is. That's like such a, and all, you know, all the bros and whatever have really latched onto him. But I mean, you know, I saw a video of him like in some Burger King in Times Square, like going absolutely bananas, nearly pulling employees over the top of the register because they were out of chicken fries. Right. So this guy is not, he's not stable. Right. And even if he were, I just don't think it's right for anyone, let alone a man, to be telling a woman they need to have kids by a certain, I mean, there are people and forces still like him today that are pushing that like 1950s rhetoric. So how do men and women like push back against that, would you say?
Well, look, we're all different and we all get to choose. And that's the beauty of it now. And so I understand, look, he's not alone in his take on that, especially now. There's so many, as you say, the bros that are taking that line. And lots of women are saying that the traditional roles are great and important, and a man needs to provide, and a woman needs to, you know, look after the home, and she can also have a job, but they're not necessarily saying don't, or a career, but that these divisions are important. And look, I understand that take on it. I do. I want to have a choice. And I think we spoke about this last time. I mean, I like the differences between feminine and masculine. I like it. I like a man who is masculine, who plays that role. And along with that comes being a provider. It's very important, biologically speaking, for men that when they start to feel kind of, you know, wobbly and stuff, oftentimes it's because they're struggling to provide for their families. And that has a negative effect on a man when he's unable to do that. So I think that our biological natures are very much a real thing and need to be respected. But it's all, to me, it's all about choice. And so there are some things that Jordan Peterson and guys like him say that I agree with on certain subjects around it is interesting though that those are the guys that talk about freedom, and yet that's on the other side of their mouths that kind of freedom not so much, right? So mm-hmm. I mean, look, I listen to all the different points of views, and it's okay. I think that's what makes the world go round. So he can say what he wants to say, and it's great and fine. I don't have to agree with it. I also don't have to diss it or fight against it. If I was to have a debate with him, I would certainly give some counterpoints, but, yeah, I don't feel the need to change anybody else's opinion about anything, quite honestly. They can have it. I think that, you know, his opinion is not going to stop women from having their freedom to choose what they want.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I've had a couple really independent single women that have been on the show. One of which put a TikTok out about like making some meal on a Sunday, and she just got it went viral. She had all these right wingers like just blowing her up, and she had to like, you know, kind of go off the radar for 3 days, you know, and she was on all the big shows. Like, how did that make you feel? And it's like, Jesus, why? You know, you're right. It is kind of like saying one thing out of one side of your mouth and something else out of the other. And, you know, as my grandma would call it, like kind of talking through your fucking hat. Okay. And so, yeah. But I love that you said that you don't feel the need to, they can have that shit. It's theirs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They can have their opinions, and, mm-hmm. and I've learned things from some of those people that I find interesting. So it's sure. not as though I yeah. don't, you know, I like all different points of view. But and I do get how, especially when somebody wants to have a family and children, I do get why the traditional model might make sense to them. Mm-hmm. I understand that. It doesn't have to be that way, but, you know, it can sure. be. And yeah. I think the most important thing is that we allow people to choose. It's kind of, you know, it's so funny. I saw a little message coming across, I think it was Facebook today. I don't do any of the DMs on there, but I see the notices sometimes. And this guy said, why do you need to do that? Referring to OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And I didn't answer or anything. I mean, I'm not going to, but I did think it is interesting to me how somebody sees that and goes, oh, if she does that, she must need to because nothing else is working, or she's with a loser guy who can't support her, or that was the implication from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. And what about if that's what somebody chooses over and above a different career and chooses it so that they can have autonomy from a partner and have their own thing? It's a choice. I mean, somebody mm-hmm. can go to Starbucks and work as a barista, or there's tons of jobs available right now. The economy is still booming, trucking along. There's still tons of jobs. You can go and do any job. You can start a business in anything in today's economy. Mm-hmm. There are a billion and one ways to earn money. You don't have to do it by taking off your clothes. Do you choose to? And if you choose to, just respect the people who choose to. And if you see it as something wrong that they make money that way, it's got nothing to do with them and everything to do with how you see and how money should be made. Mm-hmm. And yeah. when people have got issues with the physical body or issues with sex and sexuality, they're the ones who will say, oh my God, why do you need to make money like that? Well, what's the difference between making money that way and any other way? It's only because you think there's something bad about the naked physical body mm-hmm. or there's something bad about sex. And if you do, well, now that's an issue we need to deal with because you have yeah. a naked body, and I'm hoping that whoever you are, you're having some sex because it's really good for you. So, you know, it's interesting. We all just have our own ways of seeing things, and most of it is just ingrained nonsense that we're repeating based on what we've been raised with, and it's not our own free thinking about something.
Yeah, it's really strange. I had a situation actually just yesterday, couple days ago. I don't want to date the episode, whatever, but a couple days ago, my girlfriend threw on a lingerie set and just came out of the bathroom, right? The gloves, the whole thing. She looked incredibly beautiful, incredibly hot. And, you know, she kind of surprised me. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, can I take some pictures? She's like, yeah. So we're doing all these fun poses. She's crawling on the ground. You know, her ass is kind of up. Like, you can't really see her face, whatever. If you want to see the picture, go to my Instagram.
I saw it. Yeah.
So that picture, not only when I put it on my Facebook story, did it get thousands of views in the first 3 hours that it was up, right? Sure. But Facebook actually flagged it and punished me for 24 hours for a community violation strike, which means somebody reported it. To add to that, right, just yesterday, there's two or three women in the comments of it, because her and I collabed on it, that are talking shit to her because they said they feel like this belongs on OnlyFans. I feel disgusted. Da, 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 da. And when I went and looked who these people were, they were all female embodiment coaches. And, you know, one was like this, like, kind of like, you know, corny, like, meme page, like with 11/11 posts and, you know, whatever. And I like fired back at them. I'm like, huh, I never expected it to be, not let alone women, but like
women coaches that are trying to help other women. Yeah. Do you have a problem with women's bodies and women's sexuality? And they're like, no, it's not that. It's just like, these pictures have no class. And I'm like, well, that's,
oh my God, that's
a matter of opinion, number one. Yeah. And you're not the class police. So like, you don't like it, keep scrolling.
No, exactly.
I just had to take their heads off a bit. Number one, because, you know, that's my girl. And two, like, it just doesn't sit right to me. And you know what else is fascinating is when I do put a picture like that on my Facebook story, Instagram story, it is, and you would think that it would be more men. And there's a bunch of horny dudes in there, like, you know, hearting it and whatever. And how can I, or whatever, right? But the majority of the people viewing it and viewing it in mass right away are women. And that to me is like, that says so much. Normally they don't complain like that or get like, you know, nasty or come after her personally. But I just think that's insane that women would be judging women in that way.
Yeah. And I'm so surprised that picture was flagged. My God, there's a lot more extreme pictures on the social media pages. But anyway, yes. And how fascinating that women who specialize in women's empowerment want women to be powerful, but only if they make a decision in keeping with what they think is right. Like, what a bunch of bullshit is that? Like, an empowered woman gets to make a choice. That's an empowered woman. She gets to choose what pictures she puts online, how she makes a living. That's empowerment. And, I'm really blessed that I've had so so many good responses from women who I've worked with in the past or coached, who really love that I have OnlyFans and do find that it gives them confidence and embrace it. And a number of them have subscribed just to take a look, which is fascinating to me. I mean, yeah. I was their business coach and they have written me and said, you know, I just absolutely love what you're doing. And, it's just so freeing. And yeah. It's so interesting. So look, you're going to get all kinds of responses, right? I am very quick to delete and get rid of people who say negative comments. I have no time for it. So I think we spoke about this last time as well.
Yeah,
but sure. I do. Boom, gone.
Well, okay. Speaking of your OnlyFans and this being the Valentine's Day special and all, is there any special Valentine's Day-esque themed content? Are you doing the red lingerie? Are there specials? Yeah, tell us all about that.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a subscription special. I've done that in the past every year, so there'll definitely be that. So if they check out the link on my Instagram or my social media, any of the links, the Linktree link, they can get it. But, I usually will do some special, like, you know, garter belt in red or pink or hearts or whatever. Just do a few things like that, stockings and stuff. People seem to like stockings and garter belts and high heels. And, I usually play with the theme a little bit. I mean, it's what we were talking about earlier. It is a commercial holiday and it's an opportunity. If you're in business and you don't take advantage of all the holidays that we have, you would be crazy. I mean, whether it's Halloween or whatever, Valentine's Day, we have to take advantage of these things if we're in business. It's important. So I'll play with the theme for sure.
Yeah, we love that. Okay, so like now all the horny people, if they're going to be alone on Valentine's Day, now they have somewhere to go and get a discount and check it out. So that's amazing. Here towards the end of the interview, what I want to do is, again, and you mentioned a little bit of it in the beginning with the lipstick on the mirror, which I love, which you do not have to wait for Valentine's Day to do, but what are some like horny, thoughtful, like kinky, fun ideas, right? Doesn't matter if you're a man, if you're a woman, that you can do on Valentine's Day for your partner from you. Cause I feel like you have a whole set. You're very passionate. You're very intelligent, and you would have a whole set of sort of like different things that you could do. So if you could give us a couple, I think it's going to help everybody out tremendously.
Well, sure. I mean, I think the very first thing is, what are you aware of about their fantasies? Is there a fantasy that you could either act out or at least somewhat, even if it's in an amusing way? So let's say they have a fantasy that you aren't prepared to, wear bondage boots and use a whip and whatever. Maybe that's not your thing, but you could at least make a lighthearted gesture in that area, because then you would both laugh and would lead to something a little bit exciting. You know, it's so interesting how also people can tell us what they like and that they don't like certain things and they really do like other things. And then it can all change when they're exposed to something that they didn't think they liked, but it's done. I'll give you an example. I had a guy bought a custom video from me where he wanted a bit of a bondage thing going on. That's not my specialty, but it was very sort of, it wasn't a big deal. It was a very simple thing. And so I got my boyfriend to film it because I was duct tape basically. And so I couldn't do anything myself. So he had to do it all. Cause I mean, he's like, I don't want any part of this, that. But anyway, I made him do it. And, it was so funny because once the 5 minutes of filming was over, and it was really like, I wasn't really doing anything, but once she started undoing me and releasing me and stuff, and I like pulled my, all of a sudden, oh my God, he like dropped the phone and we were just going at it. It was so hot. It was so amazing. So what are some of the things that you don't ordinarily do that you can surprise them with, right? He also is not really into lingerie. He'd rather see me fully naked. But I don't know, there was a photo I sent him that showed my shape from like in an extra sort of silhouetted way. And he looked at that photo and he was like, oh my God, that's so hot. So I went in and I put that lingerie set that I was on in the photo and came out with it. He wasn't expecting that. And next thing you know, I was recreating the photo in real life and he just, you know, went nuts and we had incredible, wild, passionate sex. So these little things, little surprises, little, you know, just, I mean, you know, those ones where you write a IOU. Like an IOU thing.
Sure.
My guy has this thing where he really, really, really wants me to wake him up with a blowjob in the morning. And while he's sleeping, like actually do it so that he wakes up and my mouth is around his cock. And I just don't, that's not really what I'm driven to do. So it's going to be, it's Valentine's Day. I'm going to do it today because I love him. I'm going to do something special for him and he'll wake up. Mm-hmm. And that will be his thing. So what is it that you know about your partner or lover that you could enact a little bit for? So I think it's that kind of thing. And sweet things as opposed to these, you know, going to Mastro's for steak and red wine or whatever, right? Which is lovely. I love that. I'm not going to say no. But these sweet creative things are lovely.
Yeah, no, and I think, well, first of all, I want to ask the sleeping blowjob thing, right? Like, are you not into it because it feels sort of like awkward or rapey or like what is it?
Well, I mean,
I have to know.
Well, when somebody's sleeping, first of all, like they don't necessarily have. I mean, if he's got morning wood, it's great. But if he doesn't, it's like, do I really want to like? In order for a woman to be turned on, she needs to feel like she's the turn on. Okay. This is a little piece of nugget of wisdom for men. If a woman doesn't feel like she's the turn on, she doesn't feel like having sex. And so a woman is not necessarily turned on by a sleeping naked man. A man would definitely be turned on by a sleeping naked woman. it's very different. Our brains, our hormones, everything function extremely differently. And so for him, it would be totally different to think, oh my God, I could do something really hot to her while she's sleeping or waking up. For me, it's like, I'm not turned on when I'm just walking into a dark room or whatever and looking at him first thing in the morning or waking up next to him going, okay, I'm not turned on because I'm not feeling like I'm the turn on at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does.
So it's just the difference between a man and a woman. So for me, it would be a calculated thing. I'm going to do this today and just make an exception, even though I don't feel like it. And yes, will I get into it? Sure. But the initial act of it is not something that I would go, oh God, I really want to wake him up with my, you know, with a blowjob this morning. That is just not on my like, oh, yay, to-do list.
Yeah, yeah. And I totally see it from both sides, right? Like, and a lot of people have like a sleeping, like just have sex with me while I'm sleeping. And, you know, my girlfriend keeps asking me to do that. I'm like, well, one, you kind of shove me off every time I even like try to like snug up to you, right? In the night. And two, I'm into it. It's hot, but it's also like kind of like there's no consent there. It feels kind of like, ugh. She's like, but oh, I'm giving you pre-consent. And I'm like, we'll get there. Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah.
or whatever. Cause you know, sometimes you're sleeping, right? And we've all been there where you both kind of wake up and just start going at it in the middle. That shit's hot. That's like this weird sort of, you got the melatonin still going and you're sort of like, whatever. That's awesome. But it's rare because, you know, I would say it happens once every relationship probably, where you kind of wake up and go at it. So there is something to it, but I think you're right. You know, there is, there's a difference. Maybe for Valentine's Day, I'll have sex with my girlfriend while she's sleeping.
Yeah, no, I must say, I do love when I'm sort of half asleep and he'll kind of come up behind me and just, you know, enter me from behind while I'm kind of half asleep. I do like that, I must say. It feels good, that kind of spooning sex first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a lot of women are into that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I don't know if that gives you enough stuff. But, you know, you got to just know who you're dealing with and try to do something fun along the lines of what they find sexy. What are their fantasies? And enact that out as best you can.
Yeah. And like, you know, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but like, you know, learn their fantasies, swallow it, get comfortable with it, do something really horny for them, make them come, you know, 1 to 15 times, right? And then do something like fun and corny and sweet and subtle, like that. You got to have the both, right? Because, you know, after you have the wild sex and you pull her down from the ceiling or whatever, you're going to be hungry. Maybe you have delivery, right? Boom. A candle, a single candle. Guys, I'm doing all your work for you. Jackie's doing all your work for you. So there you have it. Jackie Somerville, thank you so much for being on the Sex Party Valentine's Day Special 2024. Let's remind these lovebirds, these partygoers, where they can find you, where they can find your OnlyFans, where they can work with you.
Awesome, Dustin. Thank you. So it's Instagram is, and any of my social media, it's Jackie Somerville. So you'll have my spelling correct on the podcast. That is my website. That is my Instagram. That is my OnlyFans. It's OnlyFans/Jackie Somerville. And and the links are on my social media anyway. So that's the way to find me. And I'll provide you with any links. I don't know if you put links with the podcast.
Of course.
Yeah. And one more thing. I love to cook naked sometimes with just an apron, right? That's always a fun thing. A guy can do it as well. And so Valentine's Day, you stay home, you cook, but you have sex before you eat. I always prefer sex on an empty stomach, especially if you've had a drink or two and you're feeling particularly naughty. Oh my God, it's the best. Some of the best sex I've had is when I haven't eaten since the night before and it's the next night. And you just had a couple of drinks and you're just flying high. And then afterwards, you were so hungry after wild sex and all of that, that the food tastes so delicious and the whole experience is delicious from beginning to end. And so I love, we often, like in the middle of dinner, it's like, hold on, turn off the oven. I'm sure it'll be fine when we're done. And we just do it on the stairs or do it on the couch or do it upstairs, wherever. It's like, oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. And see, that is something that many pros have, like yourself, have said on this show, that you don't do it the other way around, the way that, like, you know, movies and society teaches, where you go to dinner and then all right, go back to my place or whatever. That's a recipe for, no pun intended, a recipe for a mess, a disaster. And it could be enjoyable, but not as enjoyable. You know, my girlfriend and I go back and forth about it. I'm always like, I hate having sex after we eat, you know, whatever. But we're so busy that by the time we, you know, get around to either sex or food, it's like, if we don't eat, we're going to die, kind of a scenario. So we need to fix that, because you're absolutely right. And what a fucking great tip to leave them on. I know that you and I are going to collaborate more in the future. I can't fucking wait. Happy Valentine's Day. And thank you for being on the special.
Thanks, Dustin. Happy Valentine's Day to you and to everybody listening.
Big thank you to my first guest of the Valentine's Day special 2024, Jackie Somerville. Make sure you guys go check out everything that she's doing. Go buy her book. Go check out her OnlyFans. Subscribe everywhere. She is amazing. Next up is my girlfriend, Gianna Rackham. And you guys know, when she's on the show, things tend to get, you know, ultra horny. I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody that this is probably the wettest and most horniest conversation her and I have ever had on the show. Also, we're going to get her opinion on whether she thinks Valentine's Day is a horny holiday or it's cheesy. You're going to see. So without further ado, please enjoy this Valentine's Day conversation with Gianna Rackham.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Gianna Rackham, welcome to the Sex Party Valentine's Day special, which still doesn't have a title. We're back. Beauty and the Beast. If anybody else calls you Beast, I'll rip their lungs out, but we're back. Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Thank you. It's, I don't know, it always is like, means a lot to me when you want me to be on your podcast. So happy Valentine's Day to you, baby.
Why does it mean so much to you to be on the podcast?
I don't know, because I love you, and it's like how we met, and I don't know, just a lot of reasons.
Yeah, it's horny as fuck, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love collaborating with you. It's so fun.
Yeah, I do too. So in case there are newbies here, which we hope there's newbies at the sex party, that's great. They've just figured out that you are my girlfriend. We live together, just to state the obvious. Gianna and I met through the podcast, episode 19. We celebrated the victory in episode 50, and she was a guest on the big episode 100. So, Gianna, for those who still are trapped under a wet blanket or a rock or some sort of... tent or something, they don't know who you are. They've never seen your face. Could you talk a little bit about who you are, what you do, please?
Yes. So I am a relationship coach, and I work with women around things like feminine energy and codependency and self-love and healthy boundaries and having better sex and, you know, having high value, like healthy relationships that are not boring as shit. And like a lot of my clients are, you know, women that are like, you know, kind of like struggle with people pleasing and like codependency and perfectionism and all those kinds of things and how it like just shows up in their relationships. So we clean all that up, and you know, they just like get into really great expressed places and have really great relationships from there. So
amazing. Well, you're in the right place once again. It's always the right place when you're here with me on Sex Party. And today in the special, because it's the Valentine's Day special, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. I have some questions before we even get into, like, you know, maybe some of our stuff. I want to ask mm-hmm. you some questions because you are a master of female knowledge of femininity. And I think these questions are very, very important. Do you think, question number one, are you a Valentine's Day person? Do you like Valentine's Day personally? Right. And then we'll hit you with question two. That's an even harder question.
I don't think like we have talked like deeply about this personally.
Well, here we see, and this is what they need. They need like a one-on-one with you and I where there's no, I mean, we never rehearsed any of this stuff anyway. There's never even a fucking plan. I came home from the gym. Here we are. We're let's go. We're doing it. So this will be great. I mean, are you a Valentine's Day person?
Yes. And mostly, I don't know. Like, I feel like my take has always been, I completely understand the narrative of like, you know, like I get when people are like anti-holiday to a certain extent where they're like, oh, like just another reason to like spend money and consumerism and like, you know, and like same thing with like diamonds and, you know, it's like all marketing, all that. Like I totally understand that. And for me personally, when it comes to Valentine's Day, I, you know, avoid the crowds, you know, avoid some of the overpriced cliche bullshit just because like, out of principle, you know, out of principle, really. But also, like, I am always down for a reason to celebrate love and, like, being horny. So I'm a Valentine's Day person. And I just think that it's just, I'm also a birthday person, as you know.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I think Valentine's Day is like fun and horny and sweet. So like I'm about it, but I totally get like when other people aren't, to be honest. So
sure. So you would say, I mean, you've already said it, but you would say that Valentine's Day is a horny holiday, because the reason I ask is a lot of people, you know, they do like an anti-Valentine's Day party, or maybe they're doing like a Galentine's Day, you know, or something like that, where it's not necessarily anti-Valentine's Day, but it's like they sort of embrace, you know, the red and pink colors more, and they're like having drinks and whatever. But you would agree that Valentine's Day for you is a horny holiday.
I mean, horny, there's like so many different ways to be horny. Like we can be horny. Like I can be mm-hmm. horny, you know, like if I, you can be horny alone and just like masturbate all night long. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Totally. And you can be like girlfriend, like friendship horny. Like there's just, you can fuck your friends. Okay. I just like snotted. That is so gross. There's just like so many different things that you can do. I just feel like there's like so many different ways that you can like be intimate and horny and like, lovey and stuff. So I just think that, there's no rules. And I just think that like at different places in your life, like you're going to want to do different things. And like some years you're going to be like, this is like so annoying. Like go away. Like it's just Wednesday or whatever day it is this year. And then some days you're going to be like, you know, like I'm alone and I'm single and I want to like make the most out of it with myself. So I'm going to buy myself some chocolate, order some takeout and like finger bang myself. You know what I mean? And like, mm-hmm. and like some other nights, yeah. like your friend's going to be, or some other, or your friend's going to be going through like a devastating breakup and you're going to be like, you know, we're going to go to a Galentine's Day party and, you know, be anti-love and, tell your friend that love is a lie, and to tell her lies to get her by. That's a Taylor Swift lyric, just in case anybody caught that, because that was for my Swifties. So
we love it. So if you had to say Valentine's Day corny or horny, corny meaning we're over it, it's too Hallmark, I'm out, or horny like no, let's doesn't matter if I'm single, doesn't matter if I'm in a relationship, I'm gonna touch myself. I'm gonna touch someone else. I'm gonna have some cocktails
with their consent.
Well, yeah, of course, duh. But mm-hmm. so Valentine's Day officially from Gianna Rackham. I need to know Valentine's Day corny, Valentine's Day horny. There is no in between, honey. You need to make it
horny all the way.
Okay. All the way. Great. Mm-hmm. That opens us up to a whole thing. do you remember last Valentine's Day?
Yes, I do. We went to Plaza.
We did. And okay. I bought you a, it was like a bright pink sort of BDSM beginner's kit that we've only used like a third of, I think. But it was fun. I mean, we had a humble yet horny Valentine's Day. We were both very busy, I remember, last year. What are you hoping for this Valentine's Day? What are you hoping for? Like, are you hoping to have like a hot and steamy sort of like dangling from the ceiling with a gag ball in your mouth and like, you know, some light petting and tough smacking of the ass? I mean, come on, let's get into the nitty gritty. Like, what are you hoping for Valentine's Day, Gianna Rackham?
Well, what are my options?
That's not what I asked.
You're so funny. Like, you would do this to me.
I mean, again, these things are never rehearsed. She's down the hallway from me in her office. I'm in my studio. And, you know, I gotta put you in the hot seat because you're hot. So
thanks, baby. It's really funny that you're asking me this because you're like, I'll plan.
I have a plan. No matter what you hope for, like, it's, you know, don't worry. Like, I got you. But what are you hoping? Since last year was a little, things were chaotic last year. And I don't even think that we saw each other on the actual day. I think.
No, we did.
Okay. So you were here in the city. I just remember we celebrated it on a different day.
Yeah.
Which is always a pro tip. Y'all, don't go to dinner on Valentine's Day or even the weekend before it, right? Because you're going to be in that sort of jungle of giant stuffed teddy bears and people wearing red express shirts. And, you know, I think you'd want to avoid that, right? That's a tip from me. Go the next day where it's totally dead and can get the place yourself. Go the weekend after, right? But like, make sure you make those reservations.
Yeah, definitely pro move for sure. What am I hoping for? Definitely a really, really, really big teddy bear. And I would love to see you in a red express shirt.
Yeah, no, neither one of those are gonna happen.
You know, I would totally see, I'm like equal horny and also equal sentimental. So any like dabbling blend of those or leaning more one way or the other, like I'm not going to be disappointed. I would really, really love for you to hang me from the ceiling in some way and like put a gag ball in my mouth, maybe a butt plug, just like have your way.
I plan to.
Fabulous.
I mean, you know, I agree with you. Valentine's Day is horny. I understand why some people think it's corny. I think you bring up a really great point, and that is, and I think this is really awesome to vocalize again, is you kind of got to have both, right? You got to have the pee on me, come in my face, Dustin, like whatever, along with we can have that conversation if you like, along with some romance and some sentimentality, because I think it does have to be horny, but then also like equal parts, I think, meaningful and romantic. I really do believe that. Thoughts?
I mean, what I was also going to, I mean, I agree with you. And what I was also going to say is, you know, like those are kind of like playful or whatever, but you know, I just like feel like I miss you like 24/7. And so I just, more than anything, like, I'm just really looking forward to the time with you, you know? So whatever we do, I think it'll be great. And I have some thoughts and some things up my sleeves, so to speak. And some thoughts, but I'm just really looking forward to the day with you, but I'm really looking in the night, and I'm also looking forward to tonight with you. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I love you. And I think that's beautiful. And I think people just assume, you know, from you put out more content than I do, 'cause you're just fucking on it and regimented and organized and more personal content, that is. And I think people see us in your stories, in my stories, on Instagram, on Facebook, all the things. And I think they just assume that we live together and we're just, you know, like on top of each other, like two koala bears or two like horses fucking or whatever. And fucking animal analogy you want to make. And the thing is we do see each other, but we're both so busy that it isn't all that it seems, right? And so I, even though you're down the hall, I'll miss you when you're on a 4-hour call, you know? And so I think that is important to bring up. I mean, in modern dating, right? In relationships where two people are busy, but they don't talk like you and I do. Right. Like you and I talked before we even started dating about how fucking busy we wanted to be and then how busy we already were. I think people, like, don't you think that like it breeds a little resentment when you don't talk about it?
When you don't talk about.
Like, let's just say like there's a man and a woman in a relationship and one of them is just always busy. Right. And they don't. You know, they don't, like, someone might say, oh, I miss you, like when they're leaving, but they don't talk about it as much as you and I do. You and I are very communicative. We are very intuitive. We talk a lot about a lot. And I think most people in modern dating aren't. So do you think that, and I've heard that like people, and I've actually been in relationships with people where that would be resentful at how busy I was. You know, I was always traveling to a different state for some event and like, you know, some party or something, and that they kind of took that out on me. So do you think like in nowadays, like with dating, do you think that it's the right move just to talk to your blue in the face about how much you miss each other? Or do you think that's just a new thing?
Well, I mean, I think it's like lovely and sweet and horny, you know, to miss someone that you're in love with and that you're in a relationship with. And, you know, a former younger version of myself would have thought that that was like needy or something. But I think it's really beautiful. And I think, you know, like when you're someone who has a fucking life, like outside of your relationship, and like, and you have things that you like want to be doing in the world, things that matter to you, like your health and like, you know, a business or like a vision or a sense of purpose or impact that really matters to you in the world, you know, like you've got more going on in your relationship. And so, you know, it's tricky. It's tricky because it's like, I think that if you're too separate, then, and too busy, then, you know, I think in the long run that does wear on a relationship for sure. And you know, you can get on autopilot and so many things get thrown to the side, but you know, there's ebb and flow in life and relationships as well. And I think that if people aren't like compatible, you know, and they don't have like the same level of like drive in life or like things enough going on outside of the relationship that it's really gonna, you know, clash sooner rather than later. But you know, like you and I, like we're both really busy and like have other stuff going on that we like really love and really matters to us. And you know, and I think we're very like expressive and affectionate with each other, like verbally, physically, and all the things. And I fucking love that so much. Like I love knowing, you know, that you miss me. And I love telling you that I miss you, you know, like it's my heart and it's just the reality. And I love that you appreciate that, you know? So yeah, I think that people should be expressing their feelings to their partner. Otherwise, you know,
yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I think people just fall into like the same patterns that they are, that they've been in, that didn't work. And so they're in a new relationship and they don't want to rock the boat or whatever. And I mean, fuck that. Nobody gets anywhere in a safety boat, you know. That just doesn't work like that. Like you can't not communicate, right? Whether it's sex or like making plans or whatever it is, you kind of just have to be, well, and I'm speaking for myself, like really decisive. And also like, this is what we're doing, but also like enough to ask your partner, like, hey, is everything good? You know, I see that you look anxious. I see whatever. And I think people they go to that, like, well, what's wrong? And it's like, well, you're never here. And so it becomes this thing. And then Valentine's Day is like the last thing on their mind because the relationship is eroded or damaged or whatever. I'm going to pivot away from this negative fucking grenade I just threw in, but I just figured I'd get your opinion on how important communication is around relationships. Cause Valentine's Day relationships. Okay, cool. Now let's talk about the single people. You know, I think that if you're single, whether you're a man or a woman, there are so many options. You don't have to celebrate at all, right? But I think that you should. I think you should get some booze. I just looked up a statistic before we started recording, and wine sales amongst single women in the United States go up 70% on Valentine's Day. That is a true statistic. You can go and fact check me on that. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm here for it. Like, you know, if that feels good to like wind down your night and have a little romantic moment with yourself or with some girlfriends, like, I think that's fucking great, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. I think that's, I mean, and then you get into like the Galentine's Day shit, which I think is super fucking cool. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, a bunch of people getting together and just like having a party, and you know, I think you can do it all. I think you can go to the Galentine's Day party. You can go to, you know, the heartbreak hotel party. You can go whatever, and you can also like have a moment with your partner, right? Or like, I'm gonna get shit for this, but you know, you could always text your ex or. That's so corrosive. I should take that back. You know, what you should do is buy a new sex toy, spend some money on OnlyFans, buy the expensive bottle of wine. I mean, am I crazy? Back me up, put me down, go for it.
No, I mean, I think it's, you know, to each their own, like whatever is going to be a good night for you, you should do it. You know, like whatever's going to just like make you feel more intimacy in your life, you know, I think that you should do that, you know. And sometimes like a better relationship to intimacy and a relationship is better self-intimacy, you know. And it's like just being able to enjoy your own like company, and sometimes it's not like that deep where it's like I'm journaling and I'm like, you know, like reflecting on like my really deep inner child trauma, you know. Like sometimes it's just like, hey, like just fucking masturbate, you know what I mean, and like chill. You know, and like get a little bit of a buzz and just like have a good time, you know. And then sometimes it's like, hey, like I'm going to like connect with my friends because I have more to life than a relationship and I really value these relationships. And so we're gonna go out and, you know, we're gonna be sober or we're gonna get a little drunk and we're gonna talk shit and we're gonna love each other and we're gonna like tell each other how like, you look hot, bitch. No, you look hot, bitch. You know, like, I'm like, fuck him. No, fuck him. Love is real. I know, right? Sometimes I wonder, will I ever have a kid someday or whatever, like, you know, heart to heart that you guys got to do, like, do it, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, you should do that. Whatever that
is. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. Buy the wine. Buy the wine.
Buy the wine.
Buy the wine, do the Galentine's Day thing. If you're alone, honestly, again, some more terrible advice from me. I feel like the dating apps on Valentine's Day would be like shooting fish in a barrel. So like maybe check out the dating apps if you're looking to like connect with someone, whatever. You know, you could, again, we mentioned OnlyFans, but you could hire a sex worker, but do it safely, please. or just like, why? I mean, I feel like a lot of people, when I ask them, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? You know, and they're like, well, I'm single, and it's either they totally ignore the holiday or they embrace the sadness of it, right? If they're single and they're not doing a Galentine's. So like they're crying to their favorite rom-com, whatever that may be. They're drinking wine. That's fine too. Like if that's what you want to do, like you said, like to each their own. Do you have any, you know, terrible Valentine's Day stories you'd like to share with the audience? Was there ever just like some creepo that, you know, gave you a weird Valentine and or put a Valentine mask on and stalked you or anything? I mean, you seem to have a lot of those characters around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fair. I think we both have some stuff going on. Yeah.
What do you mean? Go on.
Well, I mean, the DMs and all the threats that I get from random people, you know, those there's some spooky things out there. I could totally see you having a creepy Valentine's Day story. I'm just, you know, taking a shot here. Okay. We're live on the podcast. Well, so,
you know, see, there was this guy that I like briefly dated, and he was, you know, I actually had really like pathetic Valentine's Days a lot, but that were sad when I was younger. But there was like this one guy who actually gave me a really, really good Valentine's Day. And then he kind of stalked me after that. So unrelated. But
wow. Well, so you had a good Valentine's Day and then you weren't interested or what?
So he like really wanted to date me. And he was just like really pursuing me like really intensely. And at some point I was like, yeah, okay, sure. Like, you know, I was like open to it. And he was just like on his like A game. Like he was just doing everything. Like he even tried to go like vegan and like get into like spirituality and all this stuff. And he was like not.
For Valentine's Day or just to date you?
To date me. And, oh, okay. And like literally after like one date, he like bought me a bunch of underwear. Like I went on one date with him and then he like showed up and gave me like hundreds of dollars worth of lingerie. And I was like, part of me like really liked it. I was like, oh my God. And then part of me was also like a little creeped out. I was like, this is like really intense. But I just feel like he was just like waiting for it. You know, he just like whatever. And so we had a really good Valentine's Day and it was like really like well planned. It was like really romantic, all the things, like fancy dinner, blah blah blah. And then eventually I was just like, you know, like I just don't really feel like we're very compatible and I just like don't, you know, whatever. And I just kind of like got to the point where I was like, you know, I feel like we're hitting this wall where either we have to like progress the relationship forward or not. And I just don't want to do that. So, and then after that, I like went on a few, dates with this guy and he like blew up my phone saying he saw me in some guy's car and it like made him really mad and like, and he like knew where I was with this guy. And then I like saw him like drive past my house and stuff like that. So
were the underwear like sexy underwear? Did he have good taste, right size? What, I mean, tell us more.
I think he did a pretty solid job, I would say. You know, I think that when you're like willing to lightly stalk someone, you are definitely willing to put a little extra effort into the underwear they get them. So I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah. We're not pro stalking on the show. That's not what we're saying. So no one take that the wrong way. Don't stalk either one of us, especially Gianna, and don't stalk your neighbor or whatever. we got to put a little
preface with that because I was going to like throw in something about it.
Oh God.
But like with you, like only with you.
Yeah. Well you have that stalker role play fantasy. I know.
Oh my God. So we've been talking about this out loud. I'm
it's up to you. I mean, you can say, you know, next we skipped over the urination thing. So
I know I was going to circle back to that.
Oh, go ahead.
Like, maybe like for Valentine's Day, like you just want, I was going to say something at one point, like about you, like, I was just going to get real like dirty with it and say something about you like peeing in my mouth or something like that. But
really, peeing in your mouth. Okay.
I mean, why not go all in, you know?
Is this something that you're into or?
I mean, I wouldn't say I am, but I'm like, as you know, I'm very like open to try things. And
sure. Yeah.
I really surprise myself with the disgusting things that I like. And I say disgusting with like love.
Yeah, good disgusting. Gross mm-hmm. is good is what I always say, you know? Mm-hmm. Grimy is good. So I should start drinking just clear liquids then about 3 days before. No, I mean we could try whatever you want. I mean, I'm always down. I think, yeah. You know, we can try the urination thing. I will say, to be honest, I did order some stuff for Valentine's Day, and we definitely upped the ante. We have to. It's 2024. We're in this brand new place. We're building this thing together here, this home together. So like we've got a lot more room. The neighbors really can't hear anything. We don't care if they can. The shoebox place I lived last time, the maintenance guy came in on Gianna and I having sex. I mean, we were like fucking, and the guy caught us. And you know, gave him the time of his life, probably a mild stroke, but
he looked at me so bad after that.
Because he saw a position you were in for sure. It's like, oh fuck, she's full. How'd she fold like that? But I think, you know, when I pushed order on the list of items, like, you know, they reached out to me and were like, "Are you okay? Is it you sure you need all this stuff?" So I from my end, I'm coming at it like a tomahawk missile for sure. So whatever, yeah, you got things up your sleeve. I've got a couple of things up my sleeve. Okay. Mm-hmm. Both sleeves. And so I think, you know, we should be careful about what we post online because I don't need any more, you know, marks against me on Instagram after
posting my butt.
Yeah. After posting your ass or whatever. So maybe we'll get into some fucking pee stuff. You know, you said pee in your mouth. That's surprising. I'm here for it though. We can try it.
I have found it while you've peed. So.
This is true, yeah. I think with the pee stuff, right, the urination stuff, it's just a matter of like, you know, it's kind of like a shower only thing, right? Or you could get, yeah, I'm going to have to ask somebody who has, I know a couple people who have this fetish that like have mm-hmm. been on the show and they shall remain nameless. I have to ask them how they do it, how they go about it because, you know, I don't know if it's a tarp situation or I'm putting you in some sort of plastic tube or something, or you're just gonna like what, you know, like hang out over the toilet or something. I mean, what where's this fucking interview gone? we just peed all over Valentine's Day, Gianna.
we would
and we need to come all over it and pee all over it. Everything is healthy and normal and great, and you know, I can't wait to celebrate Valentine's Day with you again. This is our second Valentine's Day together. It's going to be way hornier. People should really stay tuned to our social medias because there will be some stuff. Let's just put it that way. I want to end this soaked conversation, right? with getting some advice from you, from your brilliant, fucking beautiful, gorgeous brain, that gorgeous mouth of yours, right? I want you to tell them whether they're single, they're in a relationship, they're having a great 2024, they're having a shit 2024. Just want you to give them some advice for Valentine's Day. How do they have a good Valentine's Day for themselves?
Well, before I answer that, emphasis on... how much you love my mouth.
I do love your mouth. Yeah. Your mouth, your butt, your nose, your ears, your eye. I don't know. The people are going to just turn this off when they, whatever. But yeah, no, I love your mouth. You know, mm-hmm. I do. It's a beautiful mouth. You know what you're doing with it. I mean, what, you know, what else is there? You have a beautiful fucking vagina, a vulva, everything. It's beautiful. You have a beautiful, and like, remember the time that I made you look at your own asshole in the mirror just to show you, just show you how beautiful it was.
You're like, you have the perfect asshole. Look at it. Look at it.
I was like, here, I'll show you. Let's go in the let's go in the bathroom, and like held it open, and like, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That was a few Tito's in though.
Well, with or without the Tito's, you still
have I know, but it was very good. Like, you know, sexual self-esteem. Moment for sure.
Yeah, you have a gorgeous asshole. Seriously.
Well, thank you. Me and my asshole appreciate it. But so now I want to like say things about your cock, but you have to ask me a question.
The floor is yours.
Well, Dustin has a great cock, if anybody needs to know that. I'm sure you can find pictures on the internet somewhere.
try Googling it. Yeah.
So how to have a great Valentine's Day, whether you're single in a relationship, or was that your question, or dating?
Yeah. I mean, just in a general, like from someone who is helping to balance relationships and balance, traumatic, you know, experiences that lead to relationships that need to be balanced, right? From you, the expert, really dig deep and like give them something, if you could, that's like, whether they're single, whether they're pining after someone, whether they bought a fleshlight, they're going to pound it out, they're going to OnlyFans, they bought a bunch of vibrators, whatever it is, whether they're alone, they're with their gals, they're with their friends, just how do you make the most of Valentine's Day universally, would you say?
You know, I'm not going to be someone to say like bypass your feelings or anything like that. You know, like I think it's very important to like, to acknowledge disappointment, to acknowledge loneliness, to acknowledge and to feel it. But also like, I think the way that you can really make the most of it, is to, like, I just really feel like pessimism is a choice, you know, to, I just feel like there's so much shit talk about like love and dating and like, you know, being alone, that people just put this sour taste in their own mouth and jade themselves and like, or allow experiences to jade them. And it really is such a strength to keep your heart open, to be grateful, you know, like if you're in a relationship and you're not happy, like, you, like, look at that, be honest with yourself about it, right? If you're disappointed, but also like, be grateful, keep an open heart, you know, like allow yourself to, you know, be positive about it ultimately. And like, and also, you know, if you're dating and you're frustrated, like that's so valid. And also like, again, like, I feel like there's just so much shit talk, like men suck and like the dating pool is trash and, you know, dating apps are like shallow trash ball containers, you know what I mean? And it's like, that's such a choice to like look at it that way. And it's not a choice that you have to make. Like, it can all be so much more fun than that. You can enjoy the experience. You can take the pressure off. You can, you know, like show up with an open heart. And same thing with being single, you know, like you can really just fucking enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, and like, you know, make peace with where you're at. And like, and when we're willing to do that, it just gets better from there. You know, and I know that that's like, that's not like, like the horny, like fun answer, but it's like a real, but it's like the truth, you know, like when we're just willing to make peace with where we're at and just appreciate where we're at, while also looking in the fucking mirror, you know, like that's really the best thing that we can do for ourselves. And if in the process of that, you make the most of being alone, you know, get drunk with your girlfriends, or, you know, have a really, you know, your boyfriend ties you up from the ceiling with a gag ball in your mouth and get, you know, pees on your face, like rock and roll, you know?
Giada Rackham, thank you so much for being on this Valentine's Day special with me. Thank you for sharing about my cock. Thank you for sharing all of your beautiful, gorgeous advice, having an open and honest conversation, putting up with my podcast host bullshit. I love you so much for it. Let's remind these party goers, these Valentine's Day maniacs, right? Where can they find you? Where can they work with you? Where can they ask for your socks?
Also, speaking of your cock, I love the way your cum tastes. Like, that's like another thing. Like, your cum just tastes like really good. And I've tasted some cum that did not taste good. And that just says a lot, you know, about you.
What does it say?
I mean, it says like, I know that like there's things that go into that are like biological compatibility and all that, but also like health and all of that. But I don't know. It's just nice. You know, that's like another thing we have to throw in there. Like, you should like the taste of your partner's cum. And if not, you should do something about that. But where people can find me and, you know, work with me and follow me and DM me asking to purchase my socks or pictures of my pretty feet. Instagram, my handle is at Giana Love and Light. My website is GianaLightWorker.com. And I'm also on TikTok at Giana Love and Light and Facebook. But, you know, wherever, all those places.
Wherever. Well, I love you, baby. I'll meet you in the bathroom. Thank you for being here with me once again. You look gorgeous. If you're listening to this, finish it. It's just the special is done now. Now you can go see how she looks on YouTube. But I love you, and I'll see you here in a moment.
I love you.
Big thank you to both of my guests, Jackie Somerville and Giana Rackham, for being on the Valentine's Day special with me, helping me celebrate Valentine's Day. If you guys are loving guests like Jackie, you're loving guests like Giana, first of all, go support both of them. Go show them some love. It is Valentine's Day. Buy some things, learn some things. Come on, you know, spread it around. If you're loving guests like them, you want to see more guests like Jackie and Giana, and you're loving the Sex Party specials, you're loving the regular episodes of Sex Party every single Wednesday, there's a couple different ways you can show that love, that desire, that appreciation, that want for more Sex Party. If you're listening to this on platforms like Apple and Spotify, you could do many things. The most important of which is subscribe to the show. That way you never miss a special and you never miss a regular episode every single Wednesday. You could leave a rating. You could leave a review. That's really going the extra mile. You don't really need to do that stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, does love cut like a knife or is it a endless ocean? Let me know in the comments. If you're watching on YouTube, I love you. I see you. I appreciate you. If you're watching on YouTube, the most important thing you can do, subscribe to the channel so you never miss a special or a new episode every Wednesday. You could leave comments. You could like the video. You could like all the videos. As always, I'm available in the DMs on Instagram. Sex Party returns to its normal time slot Wednesdays, every single Wednesday. Like, I haven't said enough of that in this outro. And yeah, I will see you guys back here next week.
Thanks for listening. The party continues next week. Click subscribe and let's make this a regular thing. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at SexPartyFM. Follow Dustin at Dustin Ripka.